This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamizane with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission issues directive for fitting CC cameras at all vote counting stations. National Law Day being observed today and voting underway to decide next president in the Philippines. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has taken information about the election security arrangements. Prime Minister Deuba, who is in his hometown Dhangadi, had taken information from the security officials about the peace and security situation. According to Chief District Officer of Kailali, Kiran Thapa, the Prime Minister has taken information about the preparations for the local level election security situation and election security arrangements. The Election Commission has made arrangements for compulsorily installing a closed-circuit camera, CC camera, at the vote counting station in all the 753 local levels for the purpose of the local election. According to Election Commission, the CC cameras have been managed aimed at preventing unwarranted activities during the vote counting and thereby reducing disputes. Moreover, the installation of CC cameras at the vote counting stations will ensure transparency in vote counting and make it secure. The Election Commission had, through the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, sent a circular to all the local levels in that connection. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Powder said the CC cameras would be installed on all the local levels by today or tomorrow. The Election Commission believes that doing this will enhance the credibility of the election and help prevent any unwarranted activities during the vote counting. Acting Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Deepak Kumar Karki has pledged to implement the recommendations of a report submitted by a committee formed to identify measures for checking possible anomalies in the court. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of National Law Day 2079 today, he called for all concerned sectors to proactively engage to help deliver justice in an effective and efficient manner so as to enhance public trust in the judiciary. He wished me that Law Day further inspire all the sides concerned to remain committed and adhere to rule of law in the country. In a message, the Acting Chief Justice claimed that the judiciary has been working with unswerving commitment to keep intact the independence of the judiciary, constitutional supremacy, and civil rights and freedoms. The Nepal Bar Association has expressed best wishes to all the law professionals for motivation to be committed to professional conduct and principles along with capacity while fulfilling their responsibilities. Nepal Bar Association President Gopal Krishna Ghimire said in a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Law Day today that upholding the supremacy of the Constitution, the rule of law, and an independent judiciary is the main goal of a dignified bar. He added that constantly remaining active in the preservation and promotion of these values was the need of the hour. The National Law Day is marked in commemoration of the day on which the Supreme Court Act 2008 Bikram Sambat came into implementation. The Act was implemented on Baisakh 26, 2009 Bikram Sambat. Public service delivery of the district administration office has been sought for 4 days from today onward in view of the local level election on 13th of May. Chief District Officer Narayan Prasad Sapkota said the public service delivery has to be put off for some days in lack of human resources when existing employees are being deputed in election-related works. Public services related to citizenship certificate, national ID card, passport and pension would resume from 17th of May. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Voting has begun in the Philippines with millions queuing across the island to choose their next president. The man tipped to win the presidency is Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., the son of the nation's former dictator. Polls suggest he may see a landslide victory, meaning the Marcos clan ousted by a people's revolt 26 years ago could reclaim power. His main rival is Leni Robredo, a liberal who narrowly beat Marcos in the 2016 vice presidential race. But polls this campaign have consistently shown the Marcos their head with a commanding 30% point lead. A high turnout is expected of the nation's eligible 67.5 million voters, with many lining up for freedom on Monday to cast their votes at polling booths at schools and community centers. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden has met her Ukrainian counterpart Olena Zelenska in Ukraine as Washington announced for the sanctions on Moscow. The first two ladies meet at a school in the border town of Uzhhorod. It was Zelenska's first appearance in public since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began on 24th of February. The U.S. imposed new sanctions, including visa curbs on 2,600 Russian and Belarusian individuals in response to Russian invasion. Meanwhile, G7 leaders said they were committed to phasing out or banning Russian oil. The meeting between the two first ladies took place at a school which is currently being used as a temporary shelter for displaced people. Vladimir Putin is said to preside over a huge military parade in Moscow, marking victory over the Nazis in World War II. The annual celebration has taken on added significance as Russia's war in Ukraine falters. There is speculation that Putin could use the occasion to make a major announcement relating to the invasion. The Kremlin says parades will take place in 28 Russian cities involving 65,000 people, 2,400 items of military hardware and more than 400 aircraft. In his own Victory Day speech on Sunday, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Russia was replicating Nazi atrocities. Germany's Chancellor, meanwhile, defended his government decision to send weapons to the country. And dozens of people are feared dead after a bomb landed on a school in eastern Ukraine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Election Commission issues directive for fitting CC cameras at all vote counting stations. National Law Day being observed today and voting on the way to decide next president in the Philippines. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.